Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. I was watching Channel 3 yesterday at 5 o'clock, and my stomach was turning for Dennis House to have to open that newscast without Denise. And I have the first few seconds.
Tonight, we are honoring the memory of our dear friend, Denise DeCenzo. Good evening, and thanks for joining us today. Denise died suddenly on Saturday at her home from a sudden heart attack. I had the privilege of sharing this news desk with Denise for countless newscasts over the years, 25 years, in fact. Denise was a fixture in Connecticut for more than three decades, bringing us the news night after night and sharing some truly amazing stories. She was my TV wife, one of my best friends, a mentor, a colleague. She was my sister. She was somebody to look up to. Most of all, she was a loving mother and wife. Here's Denise with her beloved daughter, Catherine, and amazing husband, Wayne. The night Denise was inducted into the Silver Circle back in 2013. People all over our state are sharing their thoughts. Whether you knew Denise personally or not, she had the way of making people feel comfortable. In fact, she would be laughing hysterically over this shot where half of her head is cut off.
So there was, first of all, when they opened the newscast, it was Dennis at the desk with an empty chair. And behind Dennis, it was the screen was white. And just a beautiful picture of Denise. And then during that, where he was saying that, they got a tight shot of him.
Right.
And just part of Denise in there.
Right.
And I love how he just said, no, she basically he's saying she has to be in this shot.
Right.
And he asked the camera to back up and widen the shot. So she was in the shot. What a pro. I don't know how he got through that.
Yeah.
Scott Haney's on the phone now. Hey, man.
Hey, guys.
Hey, sorry for your loss, brother.
Yeah, man.
Oh, it's thank you. I appreciate that. It's not only my loss, it's the state's and it's the nation's loss. I mean, it's just she was just a remarkable woman. Did anything I asked her to do in terms of my concerts and silliness and jokes. And she had such a wonderful, wonderful sense of humor. She loved potty humor, which,
Which
you wouldn't think of.
Oh, yeah. No.
You wouldn't think of Denise liking bathroom humor, but she really did. She was so funny, so funny. And behind the scenes, she would make you laugh. And she was just a remarkable human being, a light that when she loved other humor, by the way, as well. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But she was a light that when you walked, she walked into a room. We were like moths to the light. She just attracted people. She had this essence about her, this personality that just drew you in. And, you know, we've said it a dozen times, but made you feel like you were the only person in the room. And, you know, how's your mother? How's Paul? And what's going on? And help me through, my breakup and, you know, just some difficult times. I mean, we shared, almost 22 years together here at the station. So it is just an unfathomable loss. I just can't even believe. Like last night, we did Better Connecticut Live at 4 p.m., and she would normally be in the newsroom.
Right.
And she just didn't walk through those doors last night, and she's, unfortunately never going to walk through those doors again. But I have to believe God has a higher plan for her, and she was needed up there as she was a very spiritual person too.
I like your comparison to Princess Di. I think that, you said that yesterday on the broadcast, and I think that that's a perfect fit for her.
Yeah.
She really was just loved by everyone.
She had elegance
and
about her.
She had that elegance in class.
Yeah.
I thought that was a great analogy.
Yeah. It's like I work with her. Happy birthday, by the way, AJ.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
How old are you today?
Oh, you don't want to know. Let's move on.
Okay. But I, when I worked with her, she was a colleague, but she was a little, she was a celebrity. you know, when she walked in, it was like, oh, Denise is here. You know, now everything is fine. And there is the matriarch of the newsroom just kind of hovering and taking care of and empowering us all at the same time to do the best job that we possibly could.
She came in right when Channel 3 wasn't a thing. They hired her. They brought Al Terzi over from News 8. They brought Pashian over. I mean, they started building Channel 3 when they hired her.
Yeah.
Channel 3 became a thing. You know, she was on that launch pad as they built Channel 3 into the monster that it is now.
Right. And first of all, credit to management and credit to Denise. They both managed to make it work for 34 years.
Yeah, that's
a woman.
Not easy in this business.
Not easy in this business. No. I'm telling you. 34 years of, and she would have gone on for many more years, too.
Have you ever seen her mad?
No, I was asked that question yesterday. I've seen her get ruffled, but, you know, like, oh, we'll take care of that at another time. But, like, never behind the scenes would she ever take a person to task. Never. She would, you know, pull them aside and say, you know, let me offer you a little advice. And, you know, she was very calm. She had a wonderful demeanor.
Had she ever done that to you? Offer you a little advice?
Yeah, nothing. It was all in good. It was like, you know, like my first year here was less than perfect. You know, I was like new on the scene and I was, you know, who's this crazy guy? And she was like, let me offer you a little advice. She's like, keep doing what you're doing. She's like, the cream always rises to the top of the cup of coffee.
Wow, she's like, great.
And she's like, and you'll be here. You know, she goes, this is where you're meant to be. And I was like, oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's tremendous.
Oh, wow. Yep. So, you know, she would pull you aside and say, let me give you a little advice.
I like that. Okay. Let me give you a little advice.
Yeah. Come here, you.
Instead of what the hell are you thinking?
Right. Advice is nice. Advice is nice.
That's very nice. Let me give you a little advice.
I like advice.
Yes. Advice is always good and appreciated.
How did you find out?
I was in Fort Lauderdale on vacation, and the phone rang. It was like 10:30 at night. I happened to be in my hotel room, and I was like, what? It was like the same shocking news, again, with, like, Princess Di. Like, you're like, who?
Right.
What?
Yeah, this can't be happening.
No, and then, you know, Kara and Dana called, and they were on the phone with me, and they broke the news to me that night, and I was just like, oh, there goes the rest of that vacation.
Yeah.
And I was leaving the next morning anyway, so it was fine. But I kind of wanted to rush back. I don't know what I was rushing home. You know, I don't know what I could have done. But, you know, you just kind of feel like you want to be close when something like that happens.
Yeah.
It's funny that so many people who never actually met her just felt like they lost a family member. It was a punch in the gut.
Yeah.
And you could sense it in Connecticut Sunday, walking around, talking to people. There was just this sadness over the state, you know, and I give all of you guys and girls a lot of credit for carrying on. And the tribute last night was amazing and just full of class and professionalism. It was really well done.
Oh, well, thank you. We appreciate that. The station did a great job. The producers really worked hard. And, you know, all the people behind the scenes just making everything happen. Just I'll do anything. I'll work any shift. I'll, you know, Sunday night they had a kind of like a wake for anybody who just wanted to come and talk. That was Sunday at 6 p.m. And, you know, like over 100 people showed up. That worked, like 125 work here, 120 showed up. I mean, 100 people showed up, if not more. And just wanted to be together, and they waited for Dana to come in to give a little, you know, a little talk, and then Dennis spoke, and a couple of other people spoke. I wasn't there, unfortunately. I was flying back, but I heard it was just a remarkable gathering to commemorate a life well lived.
I'm guessing funeral and those things will be private.
Yeah, I think they're going to be private, but I'm sure
it would be unmanageable.
There is going to be a public memorial at some point. I'm not quite sure when. They haven't given us the details on that, but Yeah, I'm sure it would be very private because, you know, she had a very private life. You know, Wayne and Catherine, I don't think they really knew the impact that she had on Connecticut. You know, like they knew she was Denise DeCenzo from Channel 3, but the outpouring of love and support, I think they're just starting to realize, like, oh, my God, like, this is just incredible. Just how many people she touched and that loved her and considered her to be a family member.
Yeah, tough one. And then you have to go on this morning and do your show.
Do it. Yesterday right? was not a, yeah.
Yesterday was like, a tough one, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yesterday was a tough one.
And now you're back to normal? You're joking around this morning or somewhere in between?
A little bit. Yeah, you just, we didn't do trending, you know, I did the birthdays today because, Denise was very much, you know, she was in the spotlight but never wanted to be there.
Yeah.
And she's like, let the show continue, like, you know, just stop doing this and get going. So I did birthdays this morning. We didn't do trending now. I probably won't do Hometown Scramble tomorrow. But we'll just let it breathe a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
You'll know when it's right.
Exactly.
But I texted Greg yesterday after you guys went off and went to network that it was a unbelievably done tribute and just a class act. Like we know Channel 3 is.
Yes.
But it was just really well done. What a great crew you have there. And you could, you know, the hurt was oozing through the television screen.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, you're absolutely right. Channel 3, it's a class act, but it was led kind of by Denise for all, you know, she was the matriarch of the newsroom. She was here for 34 years, and you looked to her to make sure that everything was going to be okay.
Yeah.
And now we got to look somewhere else, but she's encouraging us to look elsewhere.
Yeah. So, all right, Scott, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it. Tough few days for you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. Yeah. AJ,
anything
happy birthday
we can do.
Again.
Thank you so much.
All right. Hope it's a great day, and we'll talk to you guys soon. All talk right, to you guys good. Friday.
Vanna White made a... she filled in as temporary host of Wheel of Fortune, right? Very first time.
Was she doing both jobs?
I don't think so. She was running back and forth.
Run over to the board.
Yeah,
and,
she had
like,
sneakers
display.
On. Actually, she kicked her shoes off. She was running back and forth. Yes.
That'd be funny.
Yes. Or maybe she just had a microphone and she was by the board the whole time.
She just threw things at letters across the room.
That'd be funny.
Clearly, it takes a lot of focus to turn those letters that are lit for you.
Yes.
Because she's never paid attention to how the game works.
Apparently not, no.
It's really not that hard.
No, it's not. Pretty simple.
They're a touch screen, for goodness sake.
Well, she means the actual game itself.
Vanna White made a funny mistake last night. I don't think it's funny. I think it's dumbass.
Mm.
When she debuted as temporary host of Wheel of Fortune, she looked at the wrong arrow after giving the wheel a final spin. 37 years she's been on the show.
Right.
She doesn't know which arrow you look at on the wheel?
Apparently not. No.
Do, 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 do.
Oh. It's Wheel of Dumbass.
Wow. Phil, can you do some fact checking?
Okay.
I'd love to know how many episodes of this show she's been on. That would be one. And then two, how many letters has she turned?
Right.
Wow.
Mm.
Remember when they actually used to spin around like she has to?
Yeah.
She had to turn them all the way around?
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, now it's digital, and they just, like, tap it.
She had arms like you would not believe back then.
Mm.
Turn those big letters. They're actually written in boulders. Rock.
All right, so here's audio of that.
We are going to move on to our next puzzle, which is food and drink. Oh. All right. Well, Rochelle, you're going to start that round, but I'm going to give the wheel a final spin. That wheel is heavy. Oh, no. My first spin. Look at that. Let's... Oh, whoa, no, I'm looking at the wrong arrow. How do you do this show?
Wow. It's embarrassing.
It is.
And this is why she just turns letters.
Right.
You know?
That's when network called Pat and said, how you feeling, Pat? You feeling good? Feeling good, Pat? Getting better, Pat? Come on, Pat.
But why? I was going to say, why would they have her fill in And I know why, because it's in her contract.
Right, yeah. If Pat dies, I get it next, yes.
No, not get it, but if he's out, I get to fill in.
Right.
She negotiated in there that she gets to talk at the end of every episode.
Right.
I mean, you know, remember like 10 years ago?
They chit-chat, yeah.
She would never talk.
No,
and
never.
She negotiated in.
Right.
Saying a few words to Pat at the end of the show.
Had she not let go of the really funny. Just spinning around.
Oh my God. She never spun the wheel. She said, oh my God, this is heavy.
It's heavy.
Like, how do you not spin the
wheel? You're on set for 37 years. You don't bring friends through like, hey, this is where I work.
Right.
Hey, let's spin the wheel.
Right.
For good old sake. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Surprise.
That.
Right.
For good old sake.
For good old time's sake. Whatever the hell it is. You know.
For fun.
Yeah, that.
Right.
S and G's, yes.
For good old sake.
Yes. That's the puzzle, S and G's.
Oh, my God.
What is S and G's?
Turn the letters there, Ashley.
All right, you got it.
Hashtag for good old sake.
For good old sake. Did we find out anything on her?
The best I could do is there has been over 6,000 episodes of Wheel of Fortune.
Wow.
It started in 1975, I guess, and she joined in 82.
Right.
So it's thousands of episodes that she's been on.
Thousands.
Thousands.
Never spun the wheel and no idea how to play the game.
Never touched the wheel.
Never did.
Doesn't know how it works.
Nope.
Which arrow is the arrow?
Wrong arrow, yep.
Like, you never watched an episode?
Oh, no, wrong arrow.
And then you know you're going to... All right, so let's just say you never paid attention because you're too busy. Like, which letter am I going to have to turn over?
Right.
This will be. I'm standing 20 feet away.
I'm
going to
stress if like four E's come up right now.
Yeah. Right.
Right. So all this time, 37 years, didn't pay attention, but now you know you're going to fill in.
Yeah. Good time to watch the show.
Why don't you watch an episode or two?
Yeah. Bone up on it.
Practice spinning the wheel.
Right. Bone up on it.
I don't know. A couple things. That's all.
That was hard
to a producer. Right. You know, something.
Yeah. Right. Anything I should know?
A little orientation.
Hey, Pat. How you doing? Hey, I'm going to be filling in for you. Anything I should know? Right. You know, it could be one of those. Wow, we went over a lot of stuff with her, and I didn't think we'd have to go over that.
Yeah.
Someone's calling to defend Vanna White.
Oh.
Rachel from Glastonbury.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
So I was on the show in September.
Oh, how cool.
Yes, very cool. I actually reached out to you guys on Facebook Messenger because my son made a Tax of Connecticut joke. And I had to let you guys know when he was in the audience. I don't know if you remember that. But I had to defend Vanna because, A, she's the nicest woman ever.
Well, no one said she was bad.
And, B, it's a whole different perspective being on the other side of the wheel.
But 37 years?
37 years, her job was something else. It wasn't to talk to the contestants. And Pat has 37 years of experience bantering with the most diverse people in the world.
Like, right.
He's quick-witted because of that 37 years of practice. Vanna's job has been to be quiet.
Okay, I understand that. I didn't see the episode, but we only played the clip of her not knowing which arrow on the wheel is the arrow.
That's, and so there's three arrows.
Okay, but, all right, no, look, I do understand what you're saying because the show is off if AJ's out. Even me doing my job, I'm off because the team is not the team I'm used to.
Exactly.
Right. Okay,
exactly.
I get all that, and I'm not commenting on any of the other parts of the episode where maybe she wasn't as good as Pat.
Right.
I'm saying after 37 years, you should know which arrow is the arrow.
Right.
Watch an episode.
Right.
But it changes. The arrow changes. There's three arrows. And depending on whose turn it is a different arrow to look at.
Well,
so when she went to spin that wheel for the final spin, it's a different arrow than the three she was just looking at.
Right.
So it was the first time she ever spun that wheel on air and the first time she ever had to look at that specific arrow throughout the whole entire show.
Right. Okay. She's a dumbass.
How many arrows are operating at one time?
Yeah, really.
Well, everyone has their own individual arrow. So when I was on the show, I got bankrupt, but I was looking at the center arrow for my, like, one of my first spins. It's just very easy when there's so much going on. Never mind put them in front of, well.
I feel like you're giving her a pass because she was really nice to you. I feel like if she wasn't nice to you,
right, you'd be like, what,
you'd have a different.
Yep, totally.
I'm not saying she's not nice. I'm not saying she's not excellent at turning letters.
Right, she's good at that.
Or, you know, that she was just filling in for the very first time.
Right.
But you got to know those things.
Yeah,
these are little basic things.
It's helpful.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm biased because I won. I don't know.
Maybe.
But
how much did, yeah, let's get back to you. How much did you win?
Over 40,000 in cash and prizes.
Wow.
Look at you.
That's awesome.
So you solved the final puzzle.
So you're good at that.
Actually, no. Strategic.
Strategic.
What do you mean?
Strategery.
I mean, I studied. I read everything out there on the internet about the process and about the game. I'm not like a, crossword, puzzle kind of person. I was definitely an underdog there. So... it's about maintaining control of the board by buying vowels and filling in the consonants as you go. And I got a lot of crap from, like, the Wheel of Fortune fan group for buying lots of vowels. But
right.
I don't care. I'll buy them all the way to Fiji and back.
Right.
That's where Ooh. We're going.
Hello. Yeah, you tell them.
Okay, so you're saying you were going on one episode and as a contestant and you did research. Like maybe Vanna should have.
Maybe she should have.
My 14-year-old son wanted me to apply, and I was like, you know what? I've been telling him, try stuff, go for it. So I was like, all right, fine. So I applied, and then as soon as I got an email saying to come to an audition, I immediately started reading about, what happens at the audition, what should you wear, what should you expect, and with blogs.
Right,
and
like things Vanna should have done.
Exactly, right.
It's just, and then, like, for example, it's business casual, and I show up, and a guy's got, like, a Hawaiian shirt and a hat on, and his hat's, like, sweated plaster to his face.
Ah, what kind of business do you have?
They don't want any surprises. They film 6 episodes in a day.
Yeah.
Right.
So, she's gonna, Vanna, again, she'll get better as the week progresses.
Or Pat comes back.
But, boy, if only she did half the research that you did.
Seriously. Yeah, maybe you should tell her.
Well, I was winning money. She's going to get paid regardless.
Right.
Oh, that's how it works? You win money?
You got to care about what you're doing, though.
Right.
That's very exciting that you went on and won.
Exactly.
Yeah. So give her a pass. She's a really nice woman, and, we're all excited to get Pat back when he feels better, so.
All right. I want to get your number because you're going to be our expert. Anytime something happens on this show, we're going
to. I would love to.
Like when she falls down next time.
Hold on.
She spins it one letter and falls.
She did a nice job defending Vanna.
Yeah, I'm good, though.
You got to do your research.
Yeah, dumbass.
All right, let's get to our stories here, okay? 1-877-764-2535. Close calls.
Yes.
Where it almost went where you were,
Exactly.
Like, Joe Lint is on the phone right now. Chaz and AJ Sports, powered by Blasia Chevrolet in Waterbury. Joe, where do you want to start? Last night?
I want to remind you of who's in first place in the NFC East.
Who's that?
Yeah, unbelievable. The Dallas Cowboys.
Well, they're still there, and my prediction still holds. Cowboys, Patriots, but that game last night was very interesting. Philadelphia tried as hard as they could to lose it, but they managed to pull it out at the end, and we got a barn burner here between the 6-7 Cowboys and the 6-7 Eagles, and it's going to come down to a game at the end here. But I don't know who can play worse. It's tough. It's great TV, I'll tell you.
You see the Cowboys, Patriots getting through Baltimore, the Chiefs. You see all that happening?
Generally, no. But when you get to that point, anything can happen. And the way Jerry Jones is handling this Garrett thing is very interesting in the sense of, hey, he knows what the deal is, and I'm not going to fire him. That's stupid. And these interim coaches never work. So he's really doing the right thing by letting this thing play out. But they got so much talent on that team. It's just really amazing how they could be 6-7.
Did you see the Browns cut a guy whose girlfriend had just died in a car accident?
I vaguely heard of that, didn't follow it, but I, I don't know the circumstances exactly. Obviously, very, very tacky, but there are circumstances that could have happened as, you know, was in the works already, and they had roster moves. I don't know the particulars of that.
Yeah.
Not the best optics, for sure.
Right. It just seems like, because, you know, there's always something with the Browns.
Yeah.
And, you know, the quarterback generally gets blamed, but you could see that this organization doesn't respect its people. And this is something they could have waited 2 weeks to get past Christmas.
Yes.
And here's a single dad, just lost the mom. They cut the guy. You're like, whatever it's going to cost or whatever the circumstances, you do the right thing in this
circumstances. Excuse me. I see circumstances all over the league where some teams, you know, let's say a kid gets an outside of the field illness and, they have what's called NFI, which is non-football injury, which means they don't have to pay you. But if somebody gets sick sometimes and they miss a few weeks, they'll still pay them. And you could see different organizations doing it different ways. I had a circumstance with the Chargers just recently where a kid got sick, and they said, you know what, we want him around, we're going to keep him, and we're going to pay him, and you know, everything was cool. Because it's, you know, really a drop of water in the ocean for them to pay a kid for a couple of weeks.
The Patriots game. That would have been a whole different scenario had the refs not screwed it up, right?
That was about as obvious as a call as you can see. I don't know. It was a pretty lame excuse in the press pool afterwards by the referee. I didn't buy it. I don't know what the deal was, but it wasn't good TV there for sure. It's tough for Tom Brady. I mean, everybody's coming down on him right now, but when you look at the talent level there right now, it's definitely down. They've been hurt all year with different players. And they're limping into the playoffs would be the way to kind of categorize it. But, you know, once you get into, late December and January, these guys they're always going to be tough. You know that.
So they can't bring anyone in at this point. They're past that point.
No, if the person's a free agent on the street, they can do it. They can't trade for anybody. That's passed. But they could bring somebody. Like, they could, if they wanted to, bring Antonio Brown back if they wanted. But I'm not sure that's going to happen.
Right. All right. Thank you, Joe. I can't believe Joe's still thinking Patriots-Cowboys.
Right.
Who wins that one?
Well, it's good conversation.
Right, right. Exactly.
Plus, I think he wants to make me feel better.
He's reading a script from the Patriots right now, so.
I want to have you have something to talk about when I hang up.
Right, exactly, right. Thank you.
What's Joe drinking?
Yeah, really. What is he on now?
All right, Joe, thanks for coming on, brother. Appreciate it. Yeah. JJ's birthday, and look who's on the phone.
Who?
Happy birthday, Jay.
Ma!
Hi, honey. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, Mom. Appreciate it. Thank you.
So what are you doing today? Anything good?
I'm on the show right now, and afterwards I'll
that's good. And I'll that's go something.
The, that's
go
good.
Probably go to the gym. I'll probably go to the bathroom a couple of times, but that's about it. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my day today, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, how
did
about
you? Did you get my card?
Did I get your card?
Did you get my card?
I didn't check the mail yet. I have to check the mail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll check the mail, so.
I hope you get it, because $20,000 there.
Oh, uh-huh. In that case, I'll definitely, yeah. Thanks, Ma. Now everybody's arranged for mail.
He's leaving right now to go check the mail.
I made $20.
$20, see? Okay, more like it, yeah. I'm like, would you knock over a bank?
Yeah, she didn't say $20,000. She said $20.
20,000 cents, she meant.
$20.
20,000 cents, she meant, yes. Yes.
Well, Ma, thanks for sending the stuffing over. Appreciate it. Delicious, as
welcome.
Always.
Yeah, he loved it.
Oh,
room.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. Yeah, I tried to make it for you anyway, save it for you some. Because I know you like it. She says, I got to save some for cat.
Exactly.
It's my favorite stuffing.
Yep, she has a special package.
How's Jennifer doing in chess?
She's doing good. Thank you for sending the Christmas card.
Oh, you're welcome.
She writes to Chaz, in parentheses, son, Jennifer, daughter, young Chaz, grandson. I love it.
Well,
you're the best.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm watching, listening to you guys every morning.
Thank you, Mom.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Did you watch Wheel of Fortune last night?
Pat is not there.
Right.
Did you see Vanna White screw up?
I know. She doesn't want to do it. She has to do it, but she don't want to do it. Yeah, she screw up. Yeah, but she's okay. She'll be all right.
She'll be all right.
See, your mom says she screwed up, yep.
He can't do it, so, you know, she had to take over.
Exactly.
Right.
If no, I'll go with it. Take over. I know the whole thing. I could do it.
Yep. Mom knows what to do.
I would love to see you host Wheel of Fortune.
We have to have a translator, but
yeah. Well, no, you would need a stepladder to turn the wheel to get up there. You're so short.
Mom, make somebody else do it.
I was gonna say that. Yeah.
Right.
I probably need strength because I probably won't be able to do it.
Right.
I'll fall off the stage. Oh, bye.
Exactly right.
Well, Ma, thanks. Thanks for coming on.
Go ahead.
Wishing your boy AJ a happy birthday.
Yeah, Mom, thank you so much.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas.
I love you, Mom. I'll call you
Merry
later.
Christmas. All right. Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello.
I think she was about to say, I love you.
Yeah, she was.
Right.
And then you cut her off.
And I cut her off.
You did, yeah.
All right, Paul Bond. Oh, the Long Island
Happy
contingency.
Happy birthday to you.
Is that Marilyn Monroe? Cool.
Happy birthday, brother.
What's up, man? Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're still a kid. You know that.
I'm still a kid. I'm still younger than you. We're good.
You'll never grow up.
I know. It's like Chaz talking right now. When are you going to grow up? I don't know. Eventually?
Says, stop making fun of my height already. I'm up.
Exactly, right. Thank
you guys for having me on Friday. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, you kicked ass, man.
The toy drive was great. And,
it was crazy. It was amazing.
It was nuts. And you were just great.
I appreciate it, guys. Yeah, I'm calling because AJ and I go way back. You know that.
Yep.
And actually, every birthday counts. Like my friend says, you're not getting older. You're just
becoming
more.
Well, we all met each other at the same time.
What is that?
We all three of us met at the same time.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm personalizing it to AJ.
Right.
So,
right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, every birthday, like my friend says, and I think it's a great thing. You don't become older. You become more of who you're supposed to be.
Oh, okay.
That's right. And if you're an a-hole, that means you're just more of one. That's all it means.
Right. I'm just an older a-hole. Thank you.
I feel like there's some truth to that.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's got to be some truth.
You should write for Hallmark.
I thought he was going to say something like you get better like a glass of wine. It's like, nah, you just, if you're an a-hole, you become more of an a-hole.
Or an older cheese.
Yeah, you're absolutely
cheese.
More than this. You're more of that. And I'm honored to follow your mother. That I appreciate.
See, there you go. That's big. That's worked.
Yeah.
Spoken like a true comedian. I'm coming on after the mom.
Exactly. Mom was a
feature
comic. Now here's your headliner.
My opening act.
Right.
but have a great one, brother.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I didn't hear how old you are, but has it been said on the air?
Not really, no. Last year I turned
a big 6-0. So that's a big one.
There you go, see?
That's a big one.
Yeah.
So you're probably what, like 44? So that's
yes,
that's
we'll go
good.
With that. Yes, we'll go with that one. Yes. 44.
All right, yep. Paul, we got a lot of calls, people calling in here. I'm gonna keep it moving.
All right, guys.
All
love
right,
you both. Take care.
Right.
Love you too, man.
Love you, brother. We got to have Paul back on because he does a lot of cat rescue stuff.
He does.
Do we have a montage of AJ? Do we want to do Flubbles or anger?
How about Flubbles first and then naturally the anger progress?
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I'm going to look that up.
Go into the Flubbles section. It's probably the largest one you have.
Right.
Look for the largest file. Look under F.
It's true. There's a lot here.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Right. It's like Freebird now. It's
exactly.
14 minutes long.
Exactly. The live version's better. Yeah. You see, there's some bad stuff
now.
I know what you just said.
I was flabbergasted. Most best folks do. She asked me some more questions, and then she turned around and she said, she goes, by the way, yeah. Did you do your next shift?
I'm sorry?
Did you do your next shift?
Did I what?
Your next shift.
Oh, my next shift?
Yeah. Yeah, it also fires intercontinental ballistic missile. Yes.
Okay.
Even in the emergency medicine. Yeah.
Tapping Z.
Mm. I thought it was like, an act. I'm going to be tapping the bridge. Yeah. I'm going to be tapping the bridge.
That's maybe my favorite.
Hot or served, iced, made from 100% real apple juice. Only for a limited time. The price participation may vary.
Charles in Milford.
How about Cold Justice?
Cold Justice. I like mine. Likes warm, but not cold. No, no Cold Justice. All right. Top 10 tips for getting red. I'll try it again. Top 10 tips. Come on. Right, she gave me a different set of Steve. She called him to a different jobs. Making hard. Channel 3 early warning weather. It's a good thing the kids go home from school early today.
Nice job.
Yes. The heat prostration, all that sorts of good stuff. But yeah, we're talking
the
about
heat what?
Prostration.
What's that?
That's a joke.
Can you
imagine?
Yeah.
Can you imagine Arnie's Bunderwear? Barney's underwear, rather? Arnie's Bunderwear. Hello. I'm sweating over here. Extreme heat alters the molecular structure of the substances. Number one, grandma, grandpa. Grandpa. God damn it. Sunglasses. Perception of it.
Jesus.
My God. But they shut down drag strips. What the hell? I don't get it.
They got a seizure there.
And four extra kilobytes. So it's just,
what he just said.
Exactly.
Jesus. I want your brain to get an MRI. I just want to see that. It's going to look like popcorn popping.
There's got
to
be like a plan here. Dark spot somewhere.
Big cat, big joke, big jacket.
Big cat, big joke, big jacket.
Yeah, I need.
How long is the anger montage? Can we squeeze that in now?
Or? Yes.
We have 3 minutes.
We'll get to some
AJ's
of it anyway.
We'll get some of it.
Some of it. There's a lot here, brother.
That's a lot.
It's longer than 3 minutes? Well, if I have to recut the spot because you feel, I'm going to knife you. Okay, people? Get a friggin' life. Everybody's like, well, I got nothing better to do with my life, so I'm just going to hassle the guy on the radio. Who gives a rat's ass? I don't care. You act like I'm not going to smack you. Oh, sorry. This is Donkey Kong.
Look at what I have to deal with in this town. Look at this stupid over here, okay? This is the shit I have to put up with in this town. Unreal.
Every friggin' thing I do, it's annoying! Have a good rest of your show. Oh my God, you stupid This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. This is even worse than all the god bullshit.
Dumb.
This is why people suck! Everybody out there sucks! The world sucks! Okay? And I don't care who you vote for, they're going to suck too.
The top 10 ways to have an aneurysm.
Don't tell me what my feelings are, okay, jackass? Here goes comedy. Grab the window. Get out of here! That's the person you just slapped the crap out of. Everybody else in the world freaking laughed. Yeah, I'm going to give you a D-E-N-T in your forehead. Get them the hell out. Pay attention next time. Don't sit there and go, oh, pay attention, idiots. You deserve it. Tough taillights.
Get off the phone, moron!
Tacos make people angry.
Barbecues make people angry.
Don't turn this into a dick thing, pal, okay? The goddamn parking lot! Please, give it a rest already. Knock it off, okay? History happened. You know what? Shut up. Just shut up. I have a problem with this. Kiss my ass. You are idiots. Here's your soundbite. Bye. Mind your own business. See you guys later. Here's an idea, folks. Get a goddamn life. You f***ing on Facebook, get a f***ing life.
All right.
It's f***ing bullshit. Are you out of your mind? It's a freaking cutlet. That's all it is, a freaking cutlet. That's all it is. You know what? F all of you. I don't care.
All right. That wraps it up for December 10th, 2019. AJ's birthday.
Yay.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. I want to thank everyone for coming on.
Thank you.
Zoy's Pizza.
Thank you.
Jim for firing up the ovens nice and early to bring AJ some pizza that's fresh, hot, and satisfying.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Final thoughts, AJ?
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you, everybody, for all the birthday wishes. Thank you, Zoy's Pizza, for bringing over the
pizza. We didn't even get to your birthday cake yet.
Exactly. That's coming up. We want to have cake. And I also want to say
I like cake.
I also want to say congratulations going out to John the Truck is our winner of the Impractical Jokers tickets. So thank you, everybody. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Love you guys. Thank you so much.
Love you, man.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to me.
I'm proud to be able to call you brother, friend, and partner.
Thank you.
Couldn't have teamed up with a nicer, smarter, funnier guy.
Give me. Sorry.
Ashley?
Happy birthday, AJ.
Bago.
Phil?
AJ, you didn't open my gift yet. I wrapped it in bubble wrap so you don't injure yourself.
Oh, is that what this? Okay, I just saw a bag of
it. Can we do it
right
on it.
Can we do it right now?
Yeah.
It's in the main studio. You want me to bring it to you? I'll bring it to you.
Yeah, bring it
to
me.
Yeah, wow, well, AJ's got gifts.
I got gifts. I also have a card from Chaz. I have to open
yes.
that.
And Jennifer.
Shall I open it now?
You can wait.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's going to blow up.
How'd you know?
Everybody stand back. It's going
to
open
got bottle
again.
Rockets. They're going to go in, not out.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you. It's bubble wrap, so I won't injure myself. Okay, I'm opening it. It's definitely bubble wrap. It's some sort of sweater. Let go of the... It's a baby shark sweater. I got a baby shark Christmas sweater. Yay!
Yay!
Thank you, Phil. This will keep me warm.
It's the exact same one that the groom wore at the toy drive.
Right. Is it his?
No. I got that like a week before the toy drive. It just happened to be the exact same one.
That's too funny.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's just too funny. Oh, and I got a bag of a commodity nowadays in Connecticut.
Oh, yeah.
I'm keeping the bag, too.
It's got your name on it and everything.
Look at that. See? Somebody knows me.
Happy birthday, AJ.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Chaz and AJ.
Happy birthday, brother.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Chaz and AJ.
All right. Thank you.
Chaz and AJ.
Happy birthday, AJ. How old are you?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Chaz and AJ.
Hi, it's Dick Blumenthal.
Hey!
Happy birthday, AJ.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it, sir. Thank you, thank you.
Oh, that's fantastic. How did you find out it was his birthday?
I've got sources all over the world, deeply embedded in the Chaz and AJ.
Was that the black Suburban farming last night?
and the toy drive. I did some human intelligence work at the toy drive.
Ah, you're the man.
I saw him questioning people. His old AG subword kicked in there. Yep.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much.
I wish I were with you.
Same here. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Senator.
Enjoy it. Thank you.
Oh, what a
Take
nice.
Care.
See that? Rocking now.
He called in on a regular line, too.
I know. Intel.
Not easy to do at this time of day.
No.
Take one more. Chaz and AJ.
Are you on break?
Yes.
All right. Did I say one? I meant two.
One more.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, great show, guys. You're the best. AJ, the tribe loves you, brother. Happy birthday and have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, man.
Later more.
Hey, Chaz, get me back there. I'm ready to come.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.